Well, greetings. This is Brother Ephraim with the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. I'm thankful you called in. I'm thankful that I can get to share the daily inspirations this week. I do apologize. I'm a few days late. I shouldn't be. I should have been on track, but I apologize. I will try to do better from here out. But anyway, today is a very unusual time, as I'm sure you know. All of the world, it seems like, even the very remote parts of the world, have been affected by this pandemic, this coronavirus pandemic. And many people are either out of work or there's just so many different ways that it's affected. There's people starving around the world because they're not able to afford food or it's not available or they're out of work and they were living on a very meager income. Suddenly they don't have that income anymore. They're destitute. And there's just so many needs in the world today. I don't need to go into detail. I'm sure that you're familiar with what's going on. A verse that I have seen time and time again, and I've heard people mention it. I've been traveling with work and seeing it on church signs out front. And it's this verse, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind." And I think it's for good reason that people are bringing this verse up in our day. As we look around, many people are driven by fear. There's a lot of fear in the world. Fear of what will come. Fear of, am I going to get sick and die? Fear of losing our income. So many things that people are fearful of. Politicians that are fearful of making wrong decisions and falling out of favor because of it, which I think is largely why we see some of the drastic measures taken that we do. Politicians realizing that if they make bad choices, people will not like them anymore. And we can't really fault them for having this concern. It's the way the world operates. Not the way Christians should operate. Not the way of God. But it is the way of the world. Trying to please people so that they can have the people's favor. And politicians are fearful of losing that, losing their position. Now, before we fault them too quickly, who of us wants to make bad choices and people will not like us anymore and we lose our job and so forth? So anyway, if I understand right, the consequences of COVID-19 will be, in the end, that more people will starve because of the coronavirus than what will die from getting it. Now, that's with all the social distancing, all the lockdowns that are happening in our nation and around the world. If that wasn't in place, then probably more people would die from the coronavirus than from starvation. But it is very, very unfortunate that thousands and thousands of people will starve from this. But today I want to just focus on this verse. God does not give us the spirit of fear. If we are in God, if we are walking with Him, we have nothing to fear. But God gives us love. Love is so important. Love is one of the most important things in the world. We can't see it, but oh, we can feel it. We can know it if there's love around us or if there isn't. And love will make big, big differences in life. Love will move mountains. Love will do so much good. We need love. We need love from God. We need love from others. Others need love from us. God gives us love. And he gives us power. And he gives us a sound mind. If you and I are able to walk in these things that God gives us, saying no to the spirit of fear, but walking in love, walking in power, walking in a sound mind, that is so precious. Here recently in our neighborhood, there was a suicide of a man, an Anabaptist man. He was a family man. And of course, it was very, very devastating to the family. They did not see it coming. They didn't expect it. They didn't know he was having this kind of a problem, that he would do such a thing. Had a wife, had children, 5 children, I believe. Was in a prime of life. But he lost his work, and I'm assuming he was sitting around at home a lot, not having much to do, too much time to think. And he ended up taking his life. Very, very sad. But somehow, he wasn't walking in this verse. There must have been fear in his life. There must not have been the correct or the right amount of love and power and a sound mind. He must have not reached out to God for these things. So you and I, we must make a choice. Will we be caught up with fear as the world is? Or will we look to God in faith, and out of that faith will blossom a life of contentment, a life of love, a life of faith, looking forward to eternity with God, a life of faith that God will work things out in this life. When we have love and power and a sound mind, we do not fear suffering. We recognize that suffering may come, but when we know our God, we know that we can take a day at a time. God will look out for us, and we must not be fearful. So my friend, look to God and receive the wonderful gift of love, the wonderful gift of power, and the wonderful gift of the sound mind. Let's end with a prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, blessed be thy glorious name. Blessed be thy Son, Jesus Christ, the righteous, the interceder, the advocate that we have, the one true Savior, the way, the truth, and the life. Thank you, God, for making that way open for us to come to you. Thank you that we don't need to be given to fear. No reason to. No reason to. When we know you, we know your power, we know your love, and we know your sound mind, and we can be partaker of those precious, precious things. Bless each listener to this message and give them these wonderful things and save them from the spirit of fear. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.